It's time for the Open 2 Ministries broadcast. Open 2 Ministries, the family church at 5655 Timaquana Road. Sunday school at 9:30 a.m., worship service at 10:30. Tuesday night Bible study at 7. Here's Bishop Strobridge with today's message. Sponsored by Cleaning Services by FKP LLC for your commercial and residential cleaning needs. Call 904-674-1851.
Ephesians chapter 6, verse 13 through 17. Ephesians chapter 6, 13 through 17. This is where we're going to begin this message today. And I would like to call this message today, Weaponizing the Shield. Can someone say it with me? Weaponizing the Shield. Hallelujah. Let us look at it together. This is what it says in Ephesians 6, 13 through 17. Wherefore, take unto you the whole armor of God, that ye may be able to withstand in the evil day, and having done all to stand. Stand therefore, having your loins girt about with truth, and having on the breastplate of righteousness, and your feet shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace. Above all, taking the shield of faith. Somebody say it with me. Above all, taking the shield of faith. Then it reads, wherewith ye shall be able to quench all the fiery darts of the wicked, and take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of truth. What I have just read to you from the book of Ephesians, chapter 6, Paul gives us a rundown of the totality of the regalia of a kingdom soldier. He helps us to understand what it feels like and what it means to be dressed completely out in the weapons of protection that the Lord has given to all of us in the body of Christ. Now, I want you to look with me as we go to 2 Timothy. The shield will help you to put up a good fight. Can somebody say that with me? The shield will help you to put up a good fight. Now, watch what he says in 2 Timothy, starting in chapter 4, verses 6 through 8. Look at what he says. He says, for I am now ready to be offered, and the time of my departure is at hand. I have fought a good fight. I have finished my course. I have kept the faith. Notice right here that Paul didn't say, I've kept the sword. He didn't say, I've kept my feet shod. He didn't say, I've kept the helmet. One of the things that is most important to any soldier on the battlefield is to keep your method of protection. Now, you have to understand that the shield that Paul is talking about is not a weapon of offense, but a weapon of defense. Can I get you to say it with me? The shield is a weapon of defense. Look at what he says. He says, I have kept the faith. Henceforth, there is laid up for me a crown of righteousness, which the Lord, the righteous judge, shall give me at that day. And not to me only, but unto all them also that love his appearing. What you are literally reading here is Paul is helping us to understand that the Lord is preparing to retire him. Paul has fought the good fight. Paul has received the spiritual Purple Heart. Paul has received the spiritual Medal of Valor. So Paul now is preparing to be dressed up in holy garments to receive a crown of honor and righteousness. The reason why Paul comes to us and he explains to us the full regalia of a soldier is because Paul was one of those individuals who stayed on the battlefield and he fought a good fight. And Paul wants us to understand that in order for you to be successful in your fight, you have to know how to use the weapons of a kingdom soldier. And so Paul comes in and he says, you know what? I fought the good fight. And Paul is saying, the Lord is getting ready to retire me. Paul says, I fought. I'm a wounded soldier. Paul says, not only am I a wounded soldier, but I'm well advanced in age. And it is about time for me to be taken out of the battle. And so I want you to know the Bible says that there's a time for everything. And I want you to know that your fight is only long as your life on this earth. And once your life has come to an end, God has moved you from the battle. But Paul wanted to leave this to encourage all of us that are soldiers in the army of the Lord, that we too are facing a fight. I want you to understand, no matter how smooth your life may seem, you are in a spiritual battle every day for the sanity in your mind. I want you to know that it's not a battle against flesh and blood. It is a battle in your thinking. And in order for you to be successful in your battle against the enemy, you have to know how the enemy fights. You have to know what his plan is, and you have to have tactics in place as a soldier. Listen to me. Your life is not a game. You are in a fight for your life. And the enemy is trying with everything he has to destroy you. Paul says, I fought the good fight. What does he mean, I fought the good fight? For one, he fought the good fight because he never put his shield down. I'm going to tell you something. No matter how many times I watched that movie, 300, I love that movie. Leonidas was awesome. I can remember when this little disabled soldier, he walked up, he had a soldier's heart. He had a desire to fight. But his disability kept him from being able to use his weaponry properly. And so he comes up to Leonidas, and Leonidas tells him, let me see you thrust your spear. And I mean, he thrust that spear with might. He was awesome. But then Leonidas told him, he said, let me see you raise your shield. And he struggled at raising the shield. And see, the thing that is so awesome about the shield is the weapon of defense. The shield is the only thing that can stop the weapons formed against you. Whenever the enemy throws something at you, the shield is what you need to be able to stop those weapons. Now watch this. The shield can protect you as long as you know how to work it and move it. Oh, glory to God. Are you listening to me? The shield that we're talking about is the shield of faith. When you watch that movie 300, the most important thing they had was not the spear, the swords, or the helmet. It was the shield. The sword could not keep them alive. The spear couldn't keep them alive. But being vulnerable to the weapons of the enemy was the one thing that could take their life. And they needed a shield to be able to do that. Now, the shield, which is your faith, it does not have its own level of intelligence. The shield is not designed to have intelligence. It is only designed to have enough power to resist the snares of the enemy. That is what it's for. But here's the thing. If I don't know how to strategically work and move my shield from left to right, from top to bottom, the shield cannot protect those areas. But it promises me, if when I'm attacked in my head, if I take and raise the shield up, well, the weapon won't hit me in the head, it'll protect me. But I gotta know how to work it. Are you listening to me? The greatest thing that God has given you, aside from the message of grace, is the shield of faith. When I tell you that faith does not have intelligence, it only has power. But it has enough power to give you what you are believing it for. Faith cannot move on its own, but faith can move to the location in which you move it. You have to be able to. The reason why we fail in some areas and we're successful in some areas is because I move my faith to the area that I'm successful in, and I fail in this area because I did not move the shield there to protect who I am. So Paul comes and he tells us, he says, I fought the good fight. The fight that you are fighting is all about a spiritual endurance. The Bible says, blessed are those who endure to the end, for they shall be saved. He said, blessed are those who overcome, for I will give them the way to the tree of life, and I will allow them to sit on the throne with me. It is about endurance. Now watch what Paul says. I fought a good fight. And in the fighting, I never got so discouraged to where I laid my shield down. I never got so discouraged to where I gave up on my faith. Because when I give up on my faith, the enemy sees me as a target clearly. There's no guessing. There's no wondering. He sees me. When I live a faithless life, I am out in the open. The enemy can attack me when and however he desires. But here's the thing. You have to understand how the enemy attacks you and where he attacks you. The Bible helps you to understand one of the tactics of the enemy. He wants you to make in the midst of battle. He wants you to believe that your fight is against another human. But he says, now, the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but made mighty. But then he helps us to understand we ain't fighting with flesh and blood. So when you attack the flesh of someone else, you are attacking the wrong thing. And this is why the enemy can continue to permeate in your life, because you are fighting towards the wrong direction. You have to be able to fight what it is. Now, the thing about the enemy, and I'm going to be honest with you, the thing about spiritual fighting that's so bad is that you can't see what you're fighting. You can only have a knowledge of what you're fighting. Now, physically, you can see what you're fighting, but not spiritually. Let me say this. This is something I want to plug in real quick. When I think of everything that is going on through this world right now, I want you to listen to me. I want you to really get this. One of the things that you have to use to be successful on the battlefield is you have to stick to the plan of the leader. You have to stick to the plan and the plays that your commander-in-chief and that your king has laid forward. And Jesus Christ has been appointed to be the commander-in-chief over the army. Now, one of the things that the Bible says will give you great success in addition to faith on the battlefield is when you obey the commands of God. The Bible says that God's commandments will give you a life of prosperity and it will bless you. Now, watch this. The reason why you need to be able to follow the guidelines and follow the notes in the playbook is because when you get in the ring and you're fighting against the opponent, the trainer is not in there with you aside from in your thinking. He's not in there physically throwing the punches for you, but he's reminding you of how to throw them yourself. You can hear him in your mind. You can hear him say two to the body, two to the head. But he's not in there with you, but he is, because he's in your thinking. So when you look at the laws that God has given to every soldier, in order to be successful on the battlefield, you have to stick with the plan. You have to stick with the plan, because the laws of God say, hey, if you stick with me, you're going to be successful. Obedience stumps out the devil. Are you listening to me? And if you're going to be obedient, you need something to be obedient to. And that's God's laws. Now watch this. I can go back. Me and the minister was talking the other day what God had placed on my heart. God, when he brought the children of Israel out of Egypt, he calls Moses upon the mountain and he gives Moses the commandments for the people. I want you to understand that laws are put in place for one reason. And that reason is for a power or authority to rule you in its absence. Donald Trump is the president of the United States, and the United States is controlled or governed by the Senate, which is to be operated through the power of the people. But I want you to know that you serve a government where the power and the positions that we move in is not up to the people, because your king is sovereign. And so, in other words, you don't vote on what's going to happen. He knows what's best for everybody, whether you agree with it or not. He knows what's best for everybody. So the children of Israel, they come out of Egypt, and what do? They're following God. They got the laws, but they got tired of following a God that they could not see. And they wanted a man that they could see. They said, Lord God, as long as you speak to us through a man, we'll follow your laws. But we don't want to talk to you no more. We're afraid of what you sound like. Now watch this, people. I want to push open the door in your mind real quick. A stop sign in your community is a visible...
Listen again next Sunday at 8 p.m. as the message continues from Bishop Strobridge at Open Tune Ministries, the Family Church at 5655 Timaquana Road, Sunday School at 9:30, worship service at 10:30, Tuesday night Bible study at 7. Bishop Strobridge's book, The Mysteries of Creation, is available at thechurchandamazon.com. This program made possible with the help of cleaning services by FKP LLC. For your commercial and residential cleaning needs, call 904-674-1851.